It's Friday. You've just about made it. You're just about there, but we've got a lot to untangle, a lot to go through, so sit tight. We can do this together, all right? Are you with me? I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show for Friday, October 18, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the Farmer's Almanac and other prognosticators say it's going to be a cold, snowy winter, much colder across much of the country, but now NOAA says, no, it's going to be warm and wet. Do you trust any of these people? Number two, John Durham has gotten his hands onto some really important devices, Blackberries to be exact. Apparently, they're connected to some important origins of the Russia collusion investigation. John Durham on the scent. And number one, Vice President Mike Pence appeared on stage after a long conversation with President Erdogan of Turkey yesterday. He's in Turkey with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and others securing a ceasefire, which seemed to go pretty well considering Erdogan said he would never discuss such a thing and then agreed to a five-day ceasefire. The problem is, overnight, the ceasefire apparently broken, but apparently broken by a third party. From what we can ascertain, the Syrian Free Army is attacking the Kurds, not the Turks, and not the Kurds breaking the ceasefire, but the Syrian Free Army getting involved in this fight. That's the problem over there. You have so many factions moving around that the fighting can come from different directions. The other part of that problem is it doesn't give the Kurds the 5 days that was requested for them to pull back, to retreat from the area. But I want to start today with Vice President Mike Pence making the announcement that they had secured a deal with Erdogan, and it had the blessing of the president as well. Bite number one with Vice President Mike Pence yesterday. Bite number one. Go.
1 week ago, Turkish forces crossed into Syria. Earlier this week, President Trump took decisive action to call on Turkish forces to stand down, to end the violence, to agree to negotiations. And today, I'm proud to report, thanks to the strong leadership of President Donald Trump and the strong relationship between President Erdogan and Turkey and the United States of America, that today the United States and Turkey have agreed to a ceasefire in Syria.
All right, there you go. And that was the announcement for the ceasefire. It has been broken, but to what degree, we're not sure. We're relying on reports from the Associated Press. And so, you know, the position we find ourselves in these days is that reporting, unfortunately, can't be openly trusted. There was a day when the Associated Press was to be trusted completely. But the behavior of that news organization, beginning immediately upon the inauguration of this president. Remember, it was the Associated Press that announced that Donald Trump had gotten rid of the bust of Martin Luther King Jr. from the Oval Office. That was the first report. Of course, it was false. It was a lie. And so the Associated Press from day one of this administration has made itself less credible, and it has continued. So we look at the breaking of the ceasefire, which it almost sounds like some of the news organizations are cheerleading. Oh, look, it didn't work. And it's like, wait a second, whose side are you on? You want the United States to be successful, but you want Donald Trump to fail more. And because of that, you have blinders on and you're willing to look at the defeat of American opportunities and America's goals is more important to you. You want to see those American goals defeated so that you can get rid of the guy you don't like, which is Donald Trump. The president also talked about the ceasefire briefly before he got onto Marine One yesterday. Bite number two with the president. Go, bite two.
Great day for the Kurds. It's really a great day for civilization. It's a great day for civilization. So I just want to thank everybody.
Of course, it didn't hold. That's the problem. Didn't hold. But it didn't hold because of the agreement made by the United States, it appears. The Syrian Free Army mixing it up in there. And you've got several different factions. That, again, is the problem in the Middle East. Who's your ally? Who's not? They'll be your ally today, your enemy tomorrow. The Mujahideen, for example, in Afghanistan. I'll just give you an example of how the Mujahideen was on the United States side beginning in 1980 when Russia invaded Afghanistan. Now the Mujahideen are the enemies, the sworn enemies of the United States. See, it depends on the day and the circumstances. The enemy of the enemy is my friend, but at the end of that fight, they're still my enemy. And the fighting continues, and the death and the carnage continues, and the destruction continues. My entire life. I think there is a major disconnect between those inside the Beltway and millions of us across the country who are just tired of watching American soldiers go in, fight, win for a period of time, and then leave. And the circumstances have not been greatly improved, and in some cases diminished greatly as they are in Iraq. Iraq would have been better off if we had just left it the hell alone. And I supported that war when it first started. I'll tell you straight up, I supported it. I was wrong. Many of us were wrong. But fool me twice, no. So what would be gained by us to stay in Northeast Syria? What would be gained by us to stay there? To fight it out? And for what? What are we fighting for at that point? Can you give me an idea? Because I certainly don't understand. And I'm going to go back to something the president said earlier this week about the Middle East, specifically about Lindsey Graham, who says we should stay there. Because Lindsey Graham's like many people inside the Beltway, Republicans mostly, but Democrats as well, because Democrats didn't start howling when Barack Obama was pulling out of Iraq. Democrats didn't start howling when Barack Obama did nothing in Syria and didn't enforce the so-called red line he had laid down. Democrats did nothing at all. But now they howl. And why? Because it's Donald Trump. No other reason. No other circumstances changed. Here's a president who says, it's time to bring the boys back home. It's time to be done with all of this. And they howl. Let's go to bite number three from the president earlier this week. Bite three. I'm Lindsey Graham. Go.
Lindsey Graham just said of your remarks that you made in the Oval Office that if you keep talking like that, quote, this will be a disaster worse than Obama's decision to leave Iraq.
Now, Lindsey Graham would like to stay in the Middle East for the next 1,000 years with thousands of soldiers and fighting other people's wars. I want to get out of the Middle East. I think Lindsey should focus right now on judiciary like the Democrats. The do-nothing Democrats, as I call them, because they're doing nothing. They're getting nothing done. They're not getting USMCA done between Canada, the United States, and Mexico. They're getting nothing done. And I think Lindsey should focus on judiciary. He ought to find out about what happened with Comey, what happened with McCabe, Lisa, what happened with Peter Strzok, what happened with President Obama, what happened with Brennan. That's what Lindsey ought to focus on. That's what the people of South Carolina want him to focus on.
I believe it's true. You look again at the absolutely packed houses the president is putting together in Minnesota, in Texas, in Michigan, in North Carolina. It doesn't matter where he travels these past many months. The room is packed. The air is electric. And if you don't think that has some indication of where the electorate is, I think you're mistaken. I think you're truly mistaken. You have to look at the excitement level. People like this president. They don't like the idea of impeachment. Many of us, millions of us, don't like the idea. We think that it is tearing the country apart. And we have an election now a year away. 1 year from now, we'll have an election. What is the point? Nancy Pelosi says voters will not decide for her. Voters will not decide for her. We'll explain that coming up in just a moment. It's Friday on the Steve Gruber Show. Back after this. You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
Great high school athletes learn a lot more from playing multiple sports. They improve their hand-eye-foot coordination. They work different muscle groups. They learn from different coaching styles and teammates. They learn the benefits of being the star of one team and the backup who makes the stars shine on another. Be wise. Don't specialize. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Are you finally ready to lose weight? I mean for real this time. Sure, you've tried before, but when you didn't get anywhere, you gave up. Well, I have a solution. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. Hormonal imbalances are the root cause of not only your weight gain, but mood swings and discomfort, too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com has the technology to get to the root cause of your weight gain once and for all. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. We'll customize a program to fit your specific needs. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
Opioid addiction can affect anyone, any neighborhood, any day.
It happened to me.
I'm recovering.
I lost my son.
One in four patients on long-term painkiller therapy struggles with addiction. But together, we can stop the cycle and end this deadly epidemic. Learn more at michigan.gov/stopoverdoses. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.